Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Well, I tell you what, we've got another big headline that we're going to discuss right here in hour number two, and that, of course, is the assault claims that have resurfaced against Peyton Manning. Allegations from almost 20 years ago regarding an incident at the University of Tennessee are back in the headlines, and we've invited on our show national sports columnist with USA Today, Christine Brennan, who's here to discuss her latest column and her reaction to the news. Good evening, Christine.
Hey, Alyssa, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to hear your voice, and we've got a lot to discuss on tonight's show. And I guess my first question for you is, who in the world is the real Peyton Manning? Because after hearing these new allegations, I'm really not sure.
I know. It can be troublesome, and there are allegations, but they are troubling. And of course, this is something that is alleged to have occurred in 1996 when Peyton Manning was at Tennessee. Trainer Jamie Norwright was doing her job, a female trainer, in the locker room, in the training room, and examining Peyton Manning's foot to see if he was injured. So she's there doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing as a pioneering female trainer at the time. And best case scenario for Peyton Manning is that he was mooning another athlete, Malcolm Saxon, a track and field star, Alyssa, and that Jamie Norwright got in the way or saw it. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario, of course, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners are aware now, is that it was some version of allegations of sexual assault involving Manning with his pants off, and I'll let everyone look it up on Google or wherever. But it's very troubling if true. These allegations and this story is something that I wrote about back in 2003. I wrote a column, and my colleague at the time, Mel Antonin at USA Today, wrote the story about this because the Mannings brought it all back. Peyton and Archie did a book, and they brought this all back by basically bringing up the incident and saying bad things about the woman who they did not name, but everyone knows it's Jamie Norwright. What in the world the Mannings were thinking? There was a settlement at Tennessee at the time in the 90s, $300,000 given to Dr. Jamie Norwright. And then the Mannings bring it back up. They don't leave it alone. And then there's another settlement, defamation, based on the fact that they brought it all up in the book and dredged it all up and used it basically to criticize her again, which is just unfathomable that they would do that. And then now it resurfaced in the New York Daily News. I was at a family event in Chicago, and all of a sudden my phone was going crazy, realizing that this was all coming back up.
Uh-huh.
I was proud of my column in 03, proud of my column last week. We have no idea who our athletes, you know, bottom line is we don't know. We weren't there. But these are questions. You know, I think it's important to know that what we know and what we don't know about our heroes and the people our kids look up to, and I think that's a big part of the conversation.
Columnist of USA Today, Christine Brennan, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So this scandal, it resurfaces. Why do you think it's flown under the radar for such a long time? And also, how do you think the NFL media, perhaps, how they've handled this situation? Did they look the other way?
I don't know. You know, I do think this, and I put this in my column last week that I wrote in USA Today that people can find on Twitter, Facebook, any number of ways, is that I think we are looking at things now through a different set of eyes. I do think that we are through the prism of the world post-Ray Rice video. That, of course, was September of 2014 when we saw that video, and when I think our opinions changed a bit about, and they should have changed, about what's acceptable and what's not. And I think we became, as a society, I'm generalizing here, of course, but as a society, I think we became much more aware of what was going on potentially in the NFL, especially in regards to domestic violence, Ray Rice, Greg Hardy, et cetera. And then also, I think anything that involves violence or alleged violence against women or alleged assault against a woman, I think we look at in a different light. I really do. Based on September, what happened in September of 2014. And so because of that, it's as if these allegations are new, even though they couldn't be older, really. 20 years is a lifetime and for athletes, more than a lifetime, in terms of Peyton Manning being in college and now potentially soon retiring or whatever he's going to do. And yet it's as if they're looked at through a different eye. I think that's actually valuable. I know there are Peyton Manning fans and people who, like, wait a minute, that's not fair. How do we dredge these things up? Well, you know, I didn't dredge it up. It was brought up, here we are. I'm a realist, and believe me, if I had something in my past, and it, you know, turnabout is fair play here. If there was something in my past, I don't believe there is, but if there were, that contradicted everything people thought about me, I would sure expect it to be brought up, and I would expect to be asked about it, and I would answer those questions. And so far, Peyton Manning, with his crisis manager, PR person, Ari Fleischer, on the HGH allegations, when I got in touch with Ari Fleischer, who I spoke to from the Super Bowl, just to check in on the HGH stuff, which is also very serious and potentially damaging for Peyton Manning. But the Ari Fleischer never got back to me last week, never returned my email about the sexual the allegations from 1996. So, I just think it's a different world we're in post-Ray Rice, and that's the reality of this. And I do think that potentially it didn't just, you know, it was either, well, I'll tell you this. I do know for a fact, talking to Paul Feinbaum, of course, a radio host and a sports announcer, who said that he got a call from Archie Manning when he was at the Birmingham newspaper as a columnist. Archie Manning asked him not to write about this back in 96. And Paul Feinbaum said he's embarrassed now. He told me this on the record. Paul said that it's embarrassing to him now, but he did not write about it. When Archie Manning called, you listened, especially if you were a columnist in a big SEC city like Birmingham, Alabama. So there's at least one piece of evidence that the Mannings worked hard to make sure that people, newspaper reporters, columnists, whatever, did not focus on this, did not write about this back in the day, back in the time it happened.
Christine Brennan with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, columnist with USA Today. Be sure and check her out. My final question for you, we talk about so many of the negatives that have transpired, but what are some of the positives? I mean, what have we learned from this situation? Because obviously it brings awareness to how you conduct yourself in the workplace a whole lot different, right?
Absolutely. I like to look for positives. I'm known as a glass half full person. I don't like to dwell on negative. I know sometimes in columns and on TV it appears that way, but it's the news and that's it. And, you know, when you look at the bigger picture of what the University of Tennessee and these horrible Title IX allegations, violations that the University of Tennessee looked the other way, did not investigate football players and men's basketball, and especially football though, and didn't pursue sexual assault allegations appears to be a pervasive problem. If that forces the University of Tennessee to look at itself and to figure out what in the world it was doing wrong and why, we know why, football and men's hoops are king, but and can change the culture of Tennessee, there are well over 150 programs in the country that are now looking at some kind of Title IX lawsuit on the same issue of not pursuing sexual assault, not looking out for the alleged victim, not listening enough to the women on campus, and it could be men too, of course, who are alleging these things. So that's the positive, that our universities need to get their act together, and enough of this nonsense and this awful, at least allegations of awful mismanagement and lack of caring about the real concerns of these students. I mean, if you have a daughter, right, if you have a niece, if you have a girl next door that you see every day, she goes to college, this is a huge issue now. On our university and our campuses in our universities. And the University of Tennessee is just the latest. It's a big one, and that's where Peyton Manning's allegations have been cited. That's the kind of conversation we should be having, and that is what we can turn into a positive as we hope that these universities get with the plan in the 21st century and start to really look seriously at the allegations against their student-athletes.
Columnist with USA Today, Christine Brennan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're way over on time right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to our next conversation. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks, Melissa.
Much more straight ahead right here in hour number two at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Andy Pondillo up next with our MLB news and notes. Stay close.